Happy Friday, guys. What's up? So this is just another 1001 rambles that I need to pass. I feel like I've said this in the last two and I keep forgetting, and I'm lazy, but I keep forgetting to post the rambles that I previously recorded. So I'm probably gonna do a big post and it's gonna be like 5 or 6, or I might delete some, I don't know. It just depends. Anyways, it's Friday. I just got off of work at my second job. I need to go by the bank to get cash out of my account. And then I might run into Walmart. I'm trying to think of, I know I have a black bandana at home, but I don't know if it's clean or not because it's on my dog. I think it was on my dog, or it's with the dog stuff. And even though, like, sometimes I wash them and they get put back with the dog stuff, it doesn't always stay clean because it's, like, with the rest of the dog stuff, like I said, 3 times already. But, yeah, because we're having, like, a trick-or-treat redo at my job this afternoon because it poured down rain during Halloween in Houston. I'm not sure if it was, I'm pretty sure it was all of Houston. Everybody that I know around got absolutely soaked, and it was awful. I still went out trick-or-treating because I'm short, and so they're blocking my lane. No, they're not blocking my lane. So I still pass as a kid, and I don't like go out with a bunch of obnoxious people, and so it's not like we're being rude or whatever, like some annoying teenagers are when you go out and trick-or-treating and stuff like that. But yeah, I went as a scarecrow because, like I said, it was pouring down rain, and so that way I was able to wear a long sleeve flannel shirt and pants tucked into boots. But I think my boots are getting messed up, or old, or both, because my right boot got water in it pretty quickly, whereas the other one did not, and I usually don't have that problem. I could have wore rain boots, but I didn't because I thought cowboy boots went with the whole scarecrow thing better. Oh my gosh, this neighborhood already has their Christmas decorations up. It's insane. Can we get through Thanksgiving first, please? Anyways, which, speaking of, I need to put Thanksgiving decorations up at my house because I took the Halloween decorations down. I have some Thanksgiving decorations up, but I have more that I got out, but I need to put them up. I just need to do that. Toyota, are you going to let me over? Okay. Anyways, but yeah, so I might go by Walmart because I don't, and the kids were like, you should dress up, you know, this afternoon, because I dressed up Halloween morning as like a Renaissance person, I guess, or a gypsy. I mean, it wasn't really a gypsy. Nice blinker usage. No. Okay. Because the Renaissance festival is in town. Not that I'm going this year because I don't have the money and, I don't have any free tickets this year, but I have like a flowy skirt thing, but like you can tie it up, so like you hitch up the front and tie it, and then I have like this really gorgeous royal blue 3/4 length V-neck shirt that's kind of loose, I guess, if that makes sense. Not really flowy, it's just kind of loose. And then I have I actually own a corset that I got from the Renaissance Festival that's blue and black and has like silver accent. It's really pretty, and it's really expensive too. And so I wore that, and it tied it all together, and it looks really cute, and the kids thought it was awesome. What the hell are we doing? Yeah, the kids thought it was awesome, and so they really want me to dress up this afternoon. I don't really feel like doing that because I'm going to leave work to go straight to a dinner because it's someone's birthday, and so I'm going to a birthday dinner. Yeah, it'll be awesome. And then after that, I also need to go shopping because I'm getting low on dog food for my dogs, and then Target had some coupons in the paper where if you, one, they had like $3 off of the type of dog food that I like to buy my dogs, and then they also had like spend $20, get a $5 gift card, and that's done pretty easy, especially if I get a big bag of dog food and, like, a bag of treats or something for them. So, anyways, I'm going to need over. So, yeah, that's what's up. That's what's happening today. Oh, so, like I was saying, so right now I am wearing, green cargo pants and a black, mock turtleneck tank top, crop top thing. Like, the ones basic bitches have. That's, yeah. You know what I mean? I feel like every, like, I see so many girls on Instagram have this shirt, but it's, like, the form-fitting, like, knit. Mine's black. I have also it in purple and have a white and black striped one. They were on sale, and so it's a good deal. And when I like a certain style, if it's on sale, I get it in every color I can. Just like these pants, these cargo pants are on sale. And I also have them in maroon and black, I think. Yeah. Anyway, so the basis of what I'm wearing today is army green and black. And I have just a pair of black clothes on, because that's the easiest thing. What my friends have. The only other black shoes I have are heels. I was not about to wear that with cargo pants. It just looks weird. So, yep. So I'm thinking about getting, like a black bandana or something, from Walmart, because Walmart has bandanas for $1 usually, and, like, I don't know, tying it around my arm or something. And then they also have the, like, I don't know what they're called, but I feel like this would be better since I have to go to dinner. So, you know how, like, football players put the black paint under their eyes, and stuff like that? Well, not even just football, but sometimes, like, other sports do, too. The reason why they do that, not just to look cool, but, is because it actually helps deflect the stadium lights shining back into their eyes. A lot of people don't know that, but there's actually a real purpose behind that besides, just looks. So, anyways, but I think I saw last time in the spirit section at Walmart, and yes, they have a spirit section. They have, like, pom-poms in different colors, and, like, bows in different colors, and knee-high socks and stuff, and it's really cute. But anyways, they have, it's, like, stickers, that you put on. I feel like that'd be cool, because then I'd kind of look like an army person, but at the same time, I don't know. Okay, oh, we're behind a Mercedes. I can't get over it, though. We're 8 miles an hour. Jeez, man. It's a SLK 250. I'm pretty sure it goes faster than what I'm driving right now. You know, it's just a hunch that it probably has at least a V6, if not a V8 engine. Just kidding. I don't know Mercedes. Ugh. I'm not that big into fancy cars, so I don't know a lot about fancy cars. yeah, I know about trucks though. I know about Ford. Speaking of, oh my gosh, I'm so irritated. So I think I've mentioned it before how badly I want a Jeep. That's like my dream car, and I haven't looked up what the actual name of the color is, but it is like a Ford Mustang blue. That's called Grabber Blue. It's basically the same color. It might be a tad bit off. For a Jeep, because, you know, different companies, so they probably have a different name for the paint. Anyways, but their Jeep comes in that blue. It's so pretty. And I pass by a dealership quite often, and they got new ones, and so they have, like, 5 or 6 of these blue Jeeps out, and I'm just drooling every time I drive by. Ugh. I want one so bad. They're so gorgeous looking. I also want automatic locks. I'm tired of not having automatic locks in my truck. It's so annoying. Because, like, whenever I drive people around and stuff, I have passengers, and I have to lean over and open it. And, like, I'm just too short to, like, reach over comfortably. And so it's just annoying. Anyways, okay, Let me find my debit card because now I'm at the machine. Here's my water. When did I do a clip? Super thirsty. Get it? Thirsty. No, but like actually, I am. I get really dehydrated in the winter because we don't drink enough water. Oh, my wallet is a mess right now. I have money shoved in there. Why? Because I get change and I can't put it neatly back in. Oh my gosh, I also have this marshmallow card. So I have a friend who doesn't live in America, and plays Pokemon, and he's asking me to get the marshmallow card for him. Can't reach the card because he didn't think that they had it where he lives. So I did. And then, did we not read it? So I got the card for him, and then he found out they actually have it, in his country. So yeah, it's kind of funny, and I still have it in my wallet because I didn't want to bend it and mess it up. Anyways, cool. Okay, so excuse me. Let me roll my window back up. That's another thing. Automatic windows would be nice. Although I understand it's cheaper to have like a base model that doesn't have all these luxuries. It just, sometimes. And I don't even want like a self-starting car. I don't need all that crap. I want a Jeep. Really, that's all it comes down to. I just want a Jeep. Alright. Oh, I do not have a lot of time. That's a perfect music. Weird, and I fucking hate how they have this. Alright. We're not a driving person. They have like all these roads, not roads, but the exits closed by my bank, and so you kind of have to drive like the wrong way. It's really stupid and annoying. Anyways, I don't have my cash. I need to. Oh. Do I even have time? I think I'm just gonna go home and try to find the bandana I already have, because I do not have time for this. It's already 2:20. It means I have to basically leave for work in 40 minutes. I also need to check on my turtle, and he's doing amazing. I just love him so much. Sorry, but he is so cute, and I love him so much, and I'm just so happy. I'm so happy. He's doing so good. He's eating so much food. Oh my gosh, he ate 18 guppies the other day. 18! He's getting better at catching them, too. It's so adorable to watch him hunt them, though, because sometimes he's not fast enough, and so he grabs them by the tail, and then when he goes to, like, actually eat them, he's not fast enough, and they swim away, and he gets mad. It's just adorable. And then, because he's in my room at night, I have, like, kind of like a, it's not a night light, but it's, like, the little mini string of lights, but it's, like, really tiny, and it's green, and so I think it looks kind of cool. It's palm trees, and so that's why they're green. And it like wraps around his little mini aquarium. My lips are kind of dry right now. Anyways, so they wrap around the aquarium, at night, so like when he sees me move and stuff, and if I walk over to his aquarium, I don't think it takes him a second to realize it's me because it's so dark. And so he'll like snap at the plastic, side of the tank. It's so cute. So funny. He also, so I had to build a topper, like a top to the aquarium, I guess. Because, so, snapping turtles are not basking turtles, you know, and it's hard because you can't find that much information on snapping turtles. But, you know, for a lot of turtle breeds, and so if, I don't know if any of y'all own reptiles. If y'all do, y'all should totally message me because I think that's so awesome, and I will show you pictures of Megatron because I have like 1,000, and then you can show me pictures of your reptile, and anyways, because I think reptiles are awesome, and this is my first one. I don't even know how my parents were like, yeah, you can keep it at the house. Yeah, whereas like a person in my family has like a bunch of reptiles. It's like crazy, and he does like insects and spiders and stuff too. It's pretty sick. It's pretty awesome. Anyway, so I forgot what I was saying. Oh yeah, so when you see stuff about other turtles, they're like, oh, they need a basking platform, or you know, they need a UVB and UVA light and whatever for their shell. And honestly, for snapping turtles, one, they do not like to bask. They like to sit underwater and just pop their head up whenever they need to breathe, which is what Megatron does. Or they like to burrow. It's just a natural thing for him. He loves burrowing in sand. That's what, that's not the current substrate I have for him in the mini aquarium, but I do have, it's like another container, I guess, that I keep sand in, and like from time to time, like every other day, I'll let him burrow in the sand inside the house. And so loves burrowing in sand to the point where like he will burrow in it, and all you will see is the tip of his nose so he can breathe, and that's what he does, and then you can't see him at all. And like sometimes it's really cool because I mean turtles can hold their breath for a long time. But sometimes it's cool because you can see, like, the sand moving up and down where he's at. But, yeah. Anyways, so, they also don't need a UVB light. Not that it wouldn't be not beneficial, but it's not required like it is for other turtles. And there are even other people who own turtles and not had a UVB light, and they've said that theirs is okay. But, you know, at the same time, I do understand it's, like, one of those things where if you can provide the best, wouldn't you want to? You know, I'm with that. And so, but as of right now, because he's inside my house, because the temperatures, you know how, I guess in North Texas is probably cooler right now, but Houston, Texas is just fucked up with the weather. As everyone should know, real fast while I'm saying Houston, we won the World Series! If you didn't think that I didn't watch every game, you would be wrong. Wait, that was a double negative. If you didn't think I didn't watch, I don't know what I said, but anyways, I watched every game. I didn't go to the games, but I used to go to the games a lot when I was a kid, and so, you know, I've always been an Astro. I still got one of the, well, I guess not OG, because we went back to the retro theme, to the orange, but when it was the maroon and tan and black, I wanted those jerseys from when Pence played. And anyways, this last game was awesome. I am so happy. It's just, it's so great. I did not get to go to the parade today. The parade was today in downtown Houston. Didn't get to go to that. Like, literally, y'all, we shut down the town, okay, to have this parade. It's insane. And even like the night we won, it was insane in my neighborhood. People were shooting fireworks. I heard people yelling around my neighborhood. It was crazy. It was so awesome, though. It was just, even I, like, screamed. I was so happy. And it's funny because a friend of mine who lives in California was like, hey, like, they were saying, how are you doing or something? And I was like, I can't talk right now. I'm watching the game. Yeah, it was awesome. So, it was just so great. It was just so awesome. So happy. What was I going to say? I forgot what I was saying before that now. But yeah, we won the World Series. We are champions. We are the champions. I'm not going to put y'all through that because I can't sing at all. I hate that I can't sing. I wish I could afford singing lessons. It's I cannot sing. I just can't. I'm totally tune deaf. And it's sad because I know it. I know I'm totally tune deaf. Anyways, that's another thing. Yeah. What was I gonna say? What was I talking about? I just totally went blank. I know I was talking about how, like, Megatron is eating so much. I guess, yeah. Oh, so they don't need UVB lights. It's not, like, required for them because most of the time they get their stuff from their food. So, yeah, he's been doing great. He's been eating a lot. I've been feeding him pellets every day. And then, not just mealworms, but they're, like, the Vita mealworms. And then guppies from time to time, which haven't fed him in a while because he ate freaking 18 in a day. I don't even know how we fit them all inside him. Like, I mean, I get they're tiny fish, but, like, he is also a tiny turtle right now. That's another thing. It is so crazy to, like, see them full grown and for me to think that, like, he's actually going to get that big, you know? And they grow so fast. Like, the lady I work with is convinced he's already bigger, which he probably is a little bit, but I don't notice it because, like, you know, play with him every day and stuff like that. And I do play with him every day. I've taken him to work, like, 3 times now, so he's getting used to people, like, other people, too. He's never snapped, at all, except for at night, like I said, through the plastic, though. As soon as I put my hands over into the water, he realizes it's me, and he backs away. And it's so funny, because, he acts like he hates me most of the time. At least that's what my friend says, because, like, if he sees me walk up to the tank, he digs in the bottom corner because he doesn't want me to take him out. He wants to stay in the water because he knows I like to play with him and let him run around and stuff. But my sister, we were sitting on my bed, and yes, I let him crawl around my bed because I literally wash him all the time to get him used to it and stuff. He's not a dirty turtle, and I clean the water out all the time. So, and I wash my hands. Like, I know there's always a chance of catching salmonella. I'm not too concerned. Honestly, I feel like if I would have gotten salmonella, I would have gotten it as a kid because my grandparents used to have a ton of turtles and fish and stuff. And I literally used to, like, crawl in the pond that they had and play with them. And so, I don't know how I wasn't a sickly child. I think maybe that's why. I built my immune system up. So, yeah. Like, literally at my great-grandma's house, I used to catch lizards for entertainment. Like, I didn't have a phone or an iPad or anything, even, like, out there in the country. There's not enough service anyways. And so it was, here's a bucket. Go catch some lizards. And that's, like, literally what I would do. Anyways. So, yeah. What was I thinking about? sorry, I'm congested. Congested. Can't talk. But yeah, he's gonna get big. Oh yeah, so he was sitting on my, me and my sister are sitting on opposite ends of my bed, and I have a queen size bed, because I'm spoiled. No, not really. I mean, I am, but I got it for free. So, not really, I didn't pay for that. It's fucking expensive. Mattresses are so expensive. Okay, that's another topic. I'm just getting way out of hand here. My ADD is like, just, yeah. So, we're sitting on my bed. We're sitting on opposite ends of my bed, long ways. And I took him out. And he's so, he's so smart. You know, I'm sorry, I just hit my phone. But he's, like, looking around, you know, looks at me, looks at her. And then he's, like, looking around. And then he looks back at her. And then he turns back and, like, runs towards me. It's so funny. He ran away from her. Because, you know, most of the time when he's, like, playing around in my room and stuff, he wants to run around and play and not play, but, like, you know, walk around and stuff or burrow in my sheets. He loves burrowing in my sheets and sleeping. Except for after he's had, like, a 10-minute nap and then he's done and he decides, I want to run around. I want to fall off the bed and stuff, which I have carpet. So, yeah, he's done it. I mean, they're sturdy turtles, thank goodness. Yeah, it's been fine, but forgot what I was gonna say. Yeah, that's about it. It was just hilarious because, like I said, he acts like he doesn't like me most of the time, but whenever he's around other people, he comes to me. It's pretty cool. It's pretty adorable. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. Oh my gosh, we're at 25 minutes. All right, bye.